This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. All that talk of cars is a good setup for our next story on labor unions. They've been a huge force in the growth of the American auto industry and manufacturing in general. But unions have been in decline for years. Membership fell to just over 10% of the workforce in 2021, about half of what it was in the early 1980s. But alongside that decline in the union workforce, the percentage of workers who think well of unions and say they'd like to be in one has been rising. A Gallup survey finds approvals now at 71%. That's up from 64% before the pandemic and higher than at any time since the mid-1960s. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, approval of unions is highest among younger workers, millennials, and especially Gen Z.
Young people in their teens and 20s have been on the front lines of strikes and organizing drives at Starbucks, Amazon, and major universities from New York to California.
Gen Z is the most pro-union generation alive in America today.
Aurelia Glass is a researcher and member of Gen Z at the Center for American Progress, which polled Americans about their opinions of unions.
And is more supportive than Gen Xers and baby boomers were at our age.
A few things are driving young people's support. First, simple economics. They aren't earning enough and need more just to afford a place to live, pay off student loans. Stephen Noble's 19, a barista who was picketing recently with coworkers outside a Starbucks in Maryland.
I mean, the store manager, I don't think they make enough money for how much work they do. In general, it's just the cost of living is going up too much.
In order to work for the rest of our life, we are going to need to advocate for ourselves in terms of pay and health insurance, but also how we're treated.
That's Nolia Wilcox. She's a 20-year-old student at a college in the Midwest. She runs an organization pushing for better pay and working conditions for campus custodians. Young workers have learned their economic anxiety by watching their parents, says Kate Bronfenbrenner at the Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations.
Young people see their parents were worse off than their grandparents. They're worse off for their parents.
And even with more education and credentials, young people's income and career opportunities, their chances of ever owning a home, all look worse.
They recognize that the world was better off when there were more unions, and they would have had more opportunities if there were more unions.
I think it's pretty clear to people our age.
Zach Goldberg is a PhD student researcher at UC San Diego, where he's been a leader in a prolonged strike this year.
This idea that if you just keep your head down and listen to the boss, you'll be rewarded with a good life and a sustainable career and survivable wages, we just know that that just isn't true. If it ever was true, it's certainly not true anymore.
This generation's goals are also broader than in the past, says Kate Bronfenbrenner.
Whether it's climate change, Black Lives Matter, abortion rights, immigrant rights, you know, in years past, unions stayed away from those issues, but there are many unions that are in the forefront and young people see unions in line with their interests.
For college student Nolia Wilcox, that means building solidarity with custodial workers on her campus by hosting barbecues.
Now I know a lot of the workers and crack jokes and have fun, and one of the workers just had a baby, and it's been really great because that deepens the work that much more because you can advocate for what they need.
And she says what everyone needs might be to sweep away capitalist norms altogether.
A lot of people in my generation are just thinking about the way that no workplace is really fair. There's like no fair labor under capitalism.
On that Starbucks picket line, barista Stephen Noble says advocating for a union is about more than just a bigger paycheck.
I think it's pretty obvious that like the younger generation is more progressive than like any other generation before. I think it shows that we want to stand up for like what we deserve or what we think we deserve rather than just settling to work for corporations.
There's been this cultural project in America to convince us that this rugged individualism is the best way to have a good life.
Again, graduate student union organizer Zach Goldberg.
And I think that there's just this cultural difference. We just don't believe that. No one I know believes that.
What they do believe, Goldberg says, is that worker solidarity and collective action are the only ways forward. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.